Welcome to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast,
where we discuss all things human design and how it can support you in your spiritual journey.
This is not a one-size-fits-all podcast. We are here to inspire awareness about how we are all different and help you answer the questions of who am I? What am I here to do? How am I here to do it?
You can thrive and live the life of your dreams just by having awareness of your true self.
So dive deep with us, get inspired, and start living your life on purpose. Hello, and welcome back to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast. It is Shayna and Dana here, and we just wanted to hop on and take the time to have a discussion about what is going on right now in our collective, what is going on right now in our internal and personal lives, and how we all can collectively heal and decondition and continue with forward progress during this time. I think that there's a lot of things that need to be aired out. There's a lot of things that need to be discussed in a safe and real and authentic and open and receptive way. And I think that there's so much energy right now. There's so much intensity right now. And I think that it's needed. And I think that any energy, when you approach it with receptivity and embracing it and loving it, and being open to seeing how you can change and how you can help is the goal, right? We talk about so much in human design about taking energy and using it to propel you forward and transcending and like birthing a new version of yourself. And that's what's happening right now in the collective. And that's what's happening, hopefully, in our personal lives as well. So we just kind of wanted to jump into some of the details and things that we're feeling right now during this time. And we've held space this last week to really educate ourselves and to really advocate and to really be involved in this collective shift that is happening, and to really open our eyes and to take a second to feel it and to process it. And so now we're feeling called to use our voices to talk about it even further and to amplify it even further and to be real and authentic even further, because that's really where this podcast was birthed from, what started from, was a place of authenticity and realness and wanting to connect with people on a deeper level. And so I'm just really grateful that so many voices are speaking out right now. And if we all can have these conversations in an open and authentic way, the better, right? So yeah, it's a really massive time right now for deconditioning and for this shift as a collective.
Mm-hmm. And we are just in this massive time of transformation, and transformation and change is so powerful, and it's such a huge, powerful, meaningful part of life. But change, as we all know, is not always easy. Sometimes it can really pull out these personal shadows that we have, or these personal traumas that we have. And so we really just want to kind of give you guys support. We want to open this conversation because this is a big energy shift that's happening right now. We're all experiencing it together as a collective. And we see it, the macrocosm of the collective energy shifting, these shadows that are coming to light. It can be really a little bit scary for people. It can feel triggering. It can feel like, you know how in your own personal life, making these transformations and making these changes and having these spiritual awakenings and really choosing to be open, it can feel really tender. Your heart, having it open and really choosing that, even when there is fear, even when there is violence, even when there is all of this adversity in different ways. It's so important to really understand and give awareness to the fact that, like, yeah, we're in this massive transformation. Of course, it's a crazy time, but we are here together. And that really is what we're seeing so much in this paradigm shift. As we're going into this paradigm shift that's officially going to kind of take place in 2027, which we talk about a lot on this show, we are getting closer to that time. So these shadows that have been in our collective for thousands of years are finally really, really, really coming to the surface to be cleared out. And, you know, when you're making these huge transformations, you can't just skip right to the love and light. Sometimes you have to dig and you have to clear out the mud and the things that have really been stuck. And that's kind of what we see this process is in right now, is really bringing these things to light, maybe for the first time in this big of a massive collective scale.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to kind of see that, you know, as we move towards 2027, that it's in human design, they talk about how it takes 7 years for the cells to really take in deconditioning and to really transform and change the energy in your body. And so as a collective, as a planet, as a consciousness, it's starting right now, year one out of seven. So it's like,
yes,
okay. And really showing up for that, really saying, okay, I am a part of this collective consciousness. And yes, I am having my own internal consciousness as well, my own internal world. How can I help usher in this new paradigm? And so much of what we've talked about to this point, and us as spiritual beings and kind of wanting to better ourselves, has been around, how can I, you know, usher in the new paradigm? How can I help people heal? How can I help people be more connected and be more authentic and really honor their truth? And then something like this happens and we say, oh shit, this is too scary. This is too intense. This isn't what I meant. Like, how do I fall in here? And, you know, I still want to shine, but I don't want to outshine others and blah, blah, blah. Like, there's all of these conversations happening right now. And it is about saying, okay, I am not the planner of how this new paradigm shift happens. I am not the person that decides how we as a collective are going to go into this new, amazing, divine feminine era. But I am here to show up every single day. And where am I called to? Where am I pulled to? Where am I guided to today, right now? How can I listen to my body and honor my design to show up for myself and for others? And this wound, this thing that is being pulled to the surface right now, of the racism that is so deeply embedded into our collective and into our systems that have been set up over hundreds of years. It's time to tear it all down. Like, we've been wanting this paradigm shift, and now that things are crumbling and being pulled away, and maybe it is violent, maybe it is scary, it's still up to us as spiritual leaders, as our own leaders for our own lives, to say, okay, I am showing up to tear it down. I am helping those that I'm connected with, because if you really love everyone and you really want love and connection to be the predominating, like the predominant, or no, the dominant force, I should say, on this planet, then you have to show up for your brothers or your sisters or your friends or whoever else is hurting that needs help. Because they can't do it alone. And we've been shown that so many times. So now is the time to really band together. And obviously that starts internally and spreads out collectively. So like, even for me, a lot of people don't know, but I am mixed. My dad is Black and my mom is white. And yet I am very white appearing. I have definitely benefited from my own white privilege of being, perceived as white. And whereas my sisters, they definitely look African-American, they look Black. And they have had much more racist encounters and things happen, and prejudices against them in their life. And of course, obviously my dad has it, you know, growing up Black and being in a, like, he was, a rocket like engineer, and really being involved with like NASA and the government and working his way through that as a Black man in his time. And so it's interesting because I have these two sides of me, yet I have kind of me myself been passive around racism. I have been, until now, kind of just benefiting off of the white privilege that I experience because I appear white. And that's not a bad thing. And that, I think, is where we need to start, is to say, okay, how have I been passive in this space, and not feel guilty about that, not beat myself up over that of like, maybe I should have advocated more. Maybe I should have been more anti-racist for my friends and my family. The majority of my family is Black, and yet I have been completely passive. It's not something that I talk about on a daily basis. It's not something that I donate to or I'm active in. And so that's the place to start, is how have I been passive? And then why have I been passive? Is it because it's just something that I haven't had to think about? And there's no shame in admitting that. It's really just admitting it and saying, okay, yeah, I have benefited from this society, whether I wanted to or not. And now how can I show up for others that are really needing me to show up right now? Because we need change to happen. And that can't happen if only a select few show up. So it's kind of like saying, you know, well, I'm not sick, I don't have to wear a mask, right? Because I'm not sick myself. But if everyone did that, then no one would wear a mask, and then the sickness would spread. So my part is to just wear a mask, even though I'm not sick. Because if everyone did that, then the sickness would go away and we would be healthier as a society. So it's just kind of saying, okay, how can I show up for myself, really bring light to these areas and say, how have I been passive? No guilt or shame. Why have I been passive? No guilt or shame. And then say, how can I show up now? How can I hold space now? How can I spread more love in this area that has received so much hate? There's a lyric in this song with John Legend and Sarah Bareilles that says, "No, you know the famine so well, but never felt the feast." And that really, I always listen to that. It's called The Safe Place to Land, the song. And I always listen to that song. And I think, like, I always kind of re-say that, like, I have felt the famine and I felt the feast, because I want both. But there are people that have only felt the famine and never the feast. And so how can I help those people? How can I not just be so comfortable in my world where I don't have to think about that, but really say, okay, I'm comfortable in my world where I don't have to think about that. And I choose to bring and help people that are not like me, and maybe have these uncomfortable conversations, because this uncomfortability that we're all experiencing right now is where we find growth, is where we grow as a collective towards this new paradigm. So I just want to encourage you guys to, like, we say this all the time, like, dive in, listen to your body. What is your body telling you? Use your strategy and authority. Is your body pulling you to post on social media, to donate to organizations, to go march in the streets, to talk to your friends, to educate people, to educate yourself? Where's your body leading you? And if you have any blockages or tightness around any of these things that I just mentioned, why is that? Why is there uncomfortability? And not to judge yourself of that and say, well, and get defensive of, you know, well, why do I have to look at those areas? And why do I have to ask myself why? There's nothing wrong with me for benefiting from this or being passive. To instead just say, to really look and say, okay, well, why do I feel guilt? Why do I feel shame? Why do I feel uncomfortable? And how can I not? How can I open that up a little bit more to feel comfortable in this uncomfortable space? Because the more that we do that as a collective, the more that this change can really take place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this, this collective shift that's happening on a physical level, we're also having this collective shift on a consciousness level. And we really are having this mass awakening and becoming more aware than we have been in a very, very long time as a human race. And that can be really scary because it goes against our conditioning. So that's a huge thing that is a part of human design, as you guys know, is conditioning. And it's hard to even really fully wrap your head around how much conditioning we all have. You know, we are born into this world as these divine soul beings. And when you're a baby, you are so close to that pure love and to just really having this connection to source, connection to the whole. And then as you grow into your human form, when you're a child, you start taking in the world around you and you start taking in these beliefs. Okay, this is how the world works. And the things that you see around you, they deeply condition the way that you see the world. So especially in America for the last few hundred years, we have been all about individualism and all about separateness. And the way that our entire system has been designed is that it only matters about you and your family and how much can you get and how hard can you work for yourself. And so it's really encouraged us to feel separate. It's really encouraged us to only care about ourselves. It's actually really encouraged us to be really selfish and materialistic, because those have been the things that have been rewarded in our society. So it's rewriting that, and it's looking at that on a collective scale. Okay, I've been taught to believe that only my life matters and that I have to fight to have enough for myself. And so everyone else around me is my enemy, because if they get something, then I won't have it. And it's really this me versus you conditioning that has been kind of brought into this societal conditioning. So looking at that and waking up to that is uncomfortable, because maybe your parents or your grandparents didn't do that. And they never really looked, or they never really opened their eyes to see how much conditioning really we are having and how much that has not served us and how that is really not our truth. Our truth with a capital T is that every single human being on this earth is originated from this one loving source. And no matter what your religion is, I think that there is this truth that we are all connected intrinsically, and it is so important that to understand that we are not only these separate individuals. That is one side of the truth. The other side of the truth that really is the place that's going to heal us and usher us into this new paradigm is understanding how connected we are, and understanding that even though your mind won't perceive it, that if someone else, anyone else, is suffering in some way, it is affecting you, and it is affecting your consciousness through collective consciousness. So waking up to this truth, I mean, it's big. It's a big deal, and it's happening on a mass scale. So really, really just kind of honoring that and giving all of this the attention it deserves, because it's big, it's huge, and we're in it together, and we're all learning as we go. And learning, sometimes you make mistakes and sometimes you're not really sure, and you kind of have to be brave and you have to just know, okay, I'm doing my best. I'm not going to judge myself, but I am going to really choose every single day to be open and to not be defensive and not protect myself and not close down just because things feel uncomfortable. And, you know, in human design, we always tell people that it's our belief that before you incarnate into this lifetime, your soul chooses everything about your design so that you can be the individual that you're here to be and do your part and give your medicine to this world. So that's really what looking at your chart in human design is telling you, how you are an individual and how your soul chose all of this in divine timing and with divine love and care and awareness to help you become the individual you're here to be. But there's another side of that story, and that's that your soul also chose the time that you were born into this time right now, and the place that you were born into in the world. And it also chose your family and the people that you're going to be connected with. And really knowing that if you're alive right now, it's because your soul wanted to have you here in this human lifetime to help this transition, right? Like, you didn't choose to be born in, you know, 100 years from now when this transition's already happened. You chose to be born right now because you are here to help. You're here to dive in. You're here to learn through this. You're here to be a part of it. You're here to give your gifts in whatever special, unique way you can do to be able to help teach and guide and lead this transition. And it's not about bypassing it and just getting through it as quickly as we can. It's really about leaning into it and being here for it and totally accepting it and saying, like, okay, this is what's happening. This is where we're at. I accept this and embrace this with my full being because this is what I am here for.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that there's so much, it's so important to use your strategy and authority right now, especially in times of uncertainty, in times of big paradigm shifts and big collective shifts and uprisings, if you will, or even in times of big uncomfortability, if that's where you're at right now, really being honest and saying, am I feeling uncomfortable? Am I feeling triggered by this? Am I feeling defensive? Am I feeling confused around what I need to do and what I need to say? To really go back and use your strategy and authority, because like Dana said, we are all here to give our unique gifts during this time. So for Dana and I, that looks like doing human design readings. That looks like helping people to really love themselves and love their gifts and use their energy correctly so that way they can thrive and really help us move as a collective. So the more people that we can help with that, the better we can help us collectively as a shift. That's not the right phrase, but you know what I mean? Collectively move towards this shift into the new paradigm. So it's not, and for every single person on this planet, they have their purpose in this shift at this time. And if that is, you know, if your strategy and authority is leading you to advocate and to be out in the street, great. If it's leading you to, you know, doing light work for people and Reiki for people, great. If it's leading you to getting into arguments with your family and friends over this topic to change their perspective, great. There is no wrong way of helping this new shift happen. The only wrong way in general is to be passive about your life. And whatever is happening in the collective is a part of your life. And to passively say, well, I don't need to think about that, is the same thing as going through your life and passively saying, well, I don't need to dive into my energy and see how my energy works. I don't need to think about deeper things than just like going to work, eating dinner, waking up the next day and going to work again. Which we've talked about that on the podcast too, is like, if you're wanting to go deeper, which so many people in our community and in the spiritual world are wanting, then you need to go deeper and really say, oh, wait, I'm having a tendency to say like, okay, I don't want to look at this because it's just beyond me. And like, let's like, let this pass over for a month and then, you know, go back to status quo. Okay, great. So you're basically saying that you don't want to show up for this new paradigm shift because this, like, it's not like 2027, it was going to hit January 1st and then boom, it's like a whole new world that just appeared. It really is a process and like a crumbling of things that do not serve us. And that part is going to be uncomfortable. And that is why we need you the most. What the collective needs the most is people who are in tune and wanting to go deeper and wanting to love more and wanting to connect more. So that way we can make this shift happen. So many people are called, whether that's using cacao, whether that's using Reiki or massage or writing a book or leading a movement or having a podcast and sharing their voice, using human design or, you know, using different modalities in the education system, using it in our technology systems. We've met with hundreds of people and they all have a different life purpose and they're all called to different passions and they're here to use those passions and use their purpose and use their strategy and authority to shift, make this collective shift. So I just want to say that if you are feeling unsure or attacked during this time, to approach it with love and openness and receptivity, and also to feel some excitement around the fact that we are starting this process as a collective towards this new paradigm. This is the first year. We have 7 to go. So I don't see this letting up anytime soon.
Me either. It's kind of like buckle your seatbelt and like get ready, because I mean, it might not be things as intense as COVID-19 and this entire movement with Black Lives Matter, like, but it also might, and it also might be more intense. Like Shana, you were saying in the beginning, like, it's not up to us to say, okay, how is this paradigm shift going to take place? It's up to us to really accept it, embrace it, and be there and give everything we can towards really helping this paradigm shift happen and helping people have this awareness, doing our part and also dedicating our medicine to the collective and really honoring that collective. But yeah, I see it. I think that it's going to be a wild ride and it's going to be beautiful. And remembering that these things that might seem like turmoil, they really are up levels. So I know that a lot of you guys have heard that phrase, up leveling, in your own life. Sometimes these challenges come and at first it can feel like, why is this happening to me? Like, why is this challenge? Like, did I do something wrong? Or like, you know, why did this tragedy happen in my life? And the truth is that all of these lessons that are happening for you to learn from. And sometimes learning comes, the most learning, the most beautiful blessings come from very intense, challenging experiences. And those challenges help you go deeper, and that helps you up level and actually rise higher. So really not avoiding things that feel difficult or feel challenging, but instead diving into them and trusting, knowing that the only way to go up is to go through these issues and to not try to go around them and to not try to avoid them. And Shana, I love that you like shared a little bit about your own personal journey with looking into how you've been passive. And I totally agree. In my life, I grew up in an area in California that was really, really diverse. And there was a lot of different people of a lot of different cultures and backgrounds. And so I always thought in my own personal life, like, I'm not racist at all. Like, I have family members that are African American and family members that are Latina. And like, you know, I'm not racist, so I don't need to do anything because my energy and my beliefs are enough. And having this shift happen right now, and knowing like it's really important to be receptive, like you were saying, and to listen. And when someone says something new that you might not have heard, instead of feeling challenged by it or instead of feeling closed off to other people's opinions, really see if you can just listen and check in with your own self and say, okay, let me take in what they're saying and let me really listen to my inner truth and see, does this thing resonate with me? Is there something that I can learn from this? And then if you say, no, this thing is not for me, then that's okay. But if you really were receptive and you actually took it in and checked in with that thing within your own inner wisdom and inner knowing, that's really what is needed. So like with my own passiveness, like I realized for me, one of the most powerful things that I felt like was right for me is donating. Because I believe that in the system that we have right now, money is actually one of our most powerful tools. Because your dollar, the way that you spend your dollar, is casting a vote about what you think is important in this world and what you think deserves your time. So when it comes to like our political system and things like that, things have gotten a little bit out of alignment in a lot of ways. But I do think that using your money, like that is a direct vote. That is a direct support saying like, put your money where your mouth is, put your money where your heart is. I genuinely believe that that's one of the most powerful things that we can do. So really opening myself up to that and being like, okay, then it's time to do it. It's time to just go for it. And don't try to protect yourself. Don't try to, you know, whatever, but really step up. And this is one of the most powerful things that you think you can do. So do it. And see how that feels. And it feels really good because I listened to myself. I listened to my own authority. My authority told me like, yes, this is the way that you are going to support. And this is the way that's right for you.
And keep going, right? Mm-hmm. Like keep going with the gifts that you're here to give to help people connect more and advocate more and have more love. So it's interesting because so many, I guess we're called to advocate in different ways, right? Like I totally agree. And I think that really putting your money where your heart is so, so, so important. And like Day Luna is every single month donating to some really important causes. And so is Brian, so am I. And that's awesome. And then also just continuing to be open to educating ourselves and seeing things from different perspectives, not just from our conditioned perspective that has been comfortable for us. And so many people have asked, and I've seen this just kind of floating around, like, how can I be an advocate and help others while still shining my light and still giving my gifts? And really, I think it comes down to kind of everything we've talked about here, which is using your strategy and authority, being present, being willing to show up. If right now in your present moment, your body is calling you to go and speak on something, but it doesn't go with your Instagram flow, that's you, your mind now making decisions and you're not using your authority. And so that's just an example. Also, I think that there is especially in the spiritual community, a lot of wronging and, like saying like, oh, well, I'm so high vibe that I don't want to like, watch these videos of intense violence because it's not high vibe, or I don't want to, like I've done so much work spiritually that I only want high vibe things in my life. And it's not high vibe to watch a video of police, you know, beating up somebody in the street. And it's really graphic. And I think that that is a way of bypassing what is really happening and choosing to turn a blind eye to it actively under the guise of saying that it's high vibe. And I really think that the highest vibration thing is to know that for big shift to happen for this new paradigm, we need a little bit of rage at the system that has not been serving us. So that way it can crumble. Looking back 7 years from now, we're going to say, wow, we would have never made it here if we didn't have outrage from millions of people. And those millions of people would not have been outraged without technology and those videos that are showing us these things that incite our deepest rage against something that we know so deeply is wrong, because we all want love. And when we see hate, we have a response to speak out against it, to act out against it. And so I think that, that you can still be high vibe and advocating for love while being enraged to action, while standing up for things that are wrong. So many people have gate 38. They have, there's people that have an open throat center. And if you have either one of those two, you are here to stand up for what you believe in, to advocate for people who can't advocate for themselves alone, to fight and have a battle that you feel so passionately about, and that brings so much meaning to your life. So saying that having these battles and these fights is not high vibe is just wrong. It's just not true. That is bypassing the issue. And really, to get to our highest vibration as a collective, we need to tear down these things and deconditioning. Deconditioning is tearing shit down that does not serve you, removing those layers. And those layers right now for our collective are physical layers, our physical systems that do not serve us, our physical way of treating people that might be gaslighting, that might be bypassing what they're experiencing. And the only way that you get past what they're experiencing and really get to heal is with awareness. And you get awareness by technology, by tuning in, by reading those books, by having those conversations. So in human design, we talk about awareness is the key to everything. That's why getting a reading is so, so powerful. But we can't say that and then not apply it to our collective and choose not to have awareness of the things that are going on in our collective because it's too uncomfortable. So I guess this whole thing has been like a big ramble from me, but because I feel so many different things here, I see things from so many different perspectives. I have an open ajna, I have an open head center, and I'm seeing all of these different perspectives. I'm really taking it in. I'm really being empathetic, and I have a completely open solar plexus. So I am taking in emotions so profoundly right now for our collective. And on Saturday, I literally couldn't get out of bed, and I just laid in bed and cried all day. And I was like, wow, like, what is wrong with me? Like, I'm wanting to be out advocating in the streets right now. I am wanting to be doing more than laying in bed and just like finding causes to donate to. I'm wanting to be doing more, but I physically have to listen to my body. And my body is telling me to cry and to process and to learn what is the wisdom in all of this intense emotion that I'm feeling, and to also have balance. So to have times of rest and to take care, listen to my body, because my body is guiding me towards when is the time to rest, when is the time to take action in everything that you do. So I don't think that, you know, moving forward, we all have to be now like civil rights activists on all of our social media platforms, and like all of our businesses have to turn towards being a civil rights activist, because then there's going to be a big gap in what we've been doing, and a big gap in what people need from us as our purpose of helping people to know themselves better, or whatever your purpose is. But I do think that as you move forward, as you continue shining your light, whether that is through Instagram or through your business offerings, through continuing to grow your business, that you have this now side of you that has been awakened and opened up to making sure that the things that you offer are shedding light on these things, are open to these things, that you are hiring people of diversity, that you are checking yourself and saying, you know, how am I being passive? And also using your strategy and authority, and then also really checking your not self themes. Like, if really saying, is my not self being triggered here? Okay, why is that? How can I be open and again use my strategy and authority to really honor everyone in this space, not just my own personal world?
Mm-hmm. And I really want to just kind of dive into the idea of racism real quick, which is a really, really complex idea, because there's very many layers of where every person is coming from as an individual, where the collective is coming from a whole, and also where countries are coming from with past history and ancestral history. And like, it's just such a huge, complex issue. And I kind of wanted to ask you, Shayna, for your reflections on it. Like, what really is the root here of hatred and racism?
I feel that it's a lack of loving yourself and mm-hmm. that it's a lack of, it's separateness. It's mm-hmm. me above you. It is conditioning. And it is almost like Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about your pain body, mm-hmm. right? And it's covering up your wound, your pain body mm-hmm. with so many different bandages and layers to where if you poke it, you don't feel anything because there's like 500 layers of bandage on this wound. And really it's about saying, okay, how can I remove all of these bandages to let this wound breathe, to actually heal, to actually scab over? And that scabbing over is not going to be comfortable. And you might pick it off a few times, but it really is about removing those layers. So I think that it all stems down to hating yourself. Mm-hmm. Because when you hate others, you are hating yourself. And then that initial hate of yourself, covering it up with excuses and with passiveness and with defensiveness and saying, no, I don't hate myself. I hate this person. Or not saying, yeah, that was wrong what I did. Let me make it better. But instead saying, no, it wasn't wrong what I did. I did it because of A, B, C, and D. And you're wrong for pointing it out and being super whatever. So yeah, I mean, obviously there's no one answer to that because yeah. it's so complex. And so complex. I am open to learning from many, many, many different people on what that is. Mm-hmm. But I think the main, most important thing moving forward is if you are feeling guilty, asking yourself, is it because if you are feeling like others want to guilt you into posting or guilt you into advocating, asking yourself, is it because I feel guilty that I'm now having being defensive? And how can I be open to learning about why I feel guilty? Or if I'm feeling angry or defensive, is it because I have something to be defensive about? Or is it because I'm not wanting to admit that maybe I was wrong or that I have more to learn, but instead say, no, like I am super spiritual and I don't have more to learn from you? Because that obviously we all know is not spiritual at all to say that you have nothing left to learn. So I don't know. There's so many layers. What would you say?
I've been thinking about this a lot. Like I've been reflecting a lot on it and I've been trying to, think back to the observations that of people that I have seen having racist behavior. Why did that person have that? And like, where was it coming from? And for me, what it all boils back down to is fear versus love. And I mean, that's such a huge, gigantic, universal theme, but that's like the core theme that I think is underneath all of this. And what I think there's a really interesting thing about fear versus love that I've come to recently, and that when we feel fearful, it feels safer for us to be separate and to push everyone away. So you could almost say that fear is fear of the other and fear of connection. And fear, when you feel that fear, you are purposefully cutting yourself off, pushing people away, and saying that if they hurt, it doesn't hurt you because you're protecting yourself. And so the act of being in fear is automatically to me connected to separating yourself from other people. And that's really mm-hmm. what I see with racism, is that people are afraid of what they don't know. They're afraid of the other. They are afraid of being honest about being afraid. They're afraid of the violence. They're afraid of everything. So instead of meeting it with bravery, they cut themselves off from it and they try to protect themselves and create more fear. And the opposite energy is love. And I really see love as taking in another person as part of yourself, and their well-being is your well-being. It matters to you. And when you are coming out of love, you're including things in your environment as yourself. You're including the earth as yourself. You're saying that if something happens to the earth, it's happening to me. If something happens to this other person or this group of people, it's happening to me. And in this paradigm shift, it's all about making that great leap from fear to love. And that parallel is making that great leap from separateness to oneness. And like, so it's really like, no wonder it's been such a global shift. No wonder it's such a deep thing. No wonder it's been such a huge part of our human experience for thousands of years, is because I think it's these greater underlying themes that are the entirety of the human experience. So if we let this opportunity really show us that, like, we have this amazing potential here to transcend fear, transcend separateness, transcend all of the suffering that we feel from being alone, from being afraid, if we really let this opportunity happen, we're really letting this be one of the biggest catalysts of all time to help humanity evolve into like our truth and our highest potential.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And there's a quote by Angela Davis that I love, which is, "You have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world, and you have to do it all the time." And I personally believe that. In my personal world, I act as if it's possible for me to radically transform my life every single day. I'm unwavering in that. And so it's easy to talk about that as a spiritual being and in these spiritual practices and radically transforming yourself every day. But then also as a collective, this applies. So everything applies to the micro as it does to the macro. And really just, I guess, showing up and acting as if it's possible to have that radical change. And showing up can look like using technology and posting on social media, but it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't mean that if you haven't posted on social media, you're not an activist or you're not caring or showing up for people. It can look like all of these many, many different things and really letting your strategy and authority pull you there. But I have seen a lot of things saying that, you know, posting on social media is not helpful and, or is not, I guess, an action step. And I just want to say that it is. Because we talk about this with human design all the time, that technology really is here to usher in this new paradigm. And it's a big part of the shift. We no longer do stuff. Everything in our lives is not physical, one-on-one with person-to-person contact. Some of it is, and that's beautiful, and that's great. And if that's the avenue that you're being pulled towards, awesome. But the majority of our interactions and energetics are through technology now. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's a big part of this shift and enabling this paradigm shift to happen. So just knowing that everything is energy, technology is energy, the things that you actively put in social media is energy. And that there's so many dimensions that are going to take place in this shift. And we just want to encourage you guys to show up, listen to yourself, listen to your body, have balance in, you know, like what I was saying before. Yeah, it is necessary to not be afraid to look at those violent videos that spark outrage, but knowing that you don't need to look at them all day, every single day and make yourself sick and not able to get out of bed, right? So having balance in really checking in with yourself. Am I listening to my body right now? Yes. Okay. My body wants to do this thing. And then again, an hour later, what's right in front of me? How does my body feel? Using my strategy and authority. If that's guiding me towards something else that maybe doesn't look like activism or maybe doesn't look like whatever the fuck we think we have to look like right now, really the most important thing, it doesn't matter how you look or how you're perceived by others, or if you are advocating or you're not, it really just matters. Are you listening to your strategy and authority? Are you showing up for yourself and for others? Because when you do show up for yourself, you do show up for others. And when you show up for others, you show up for yourself. So just knowing that it needs to come from a place of authenticity first, and that's guided by your strategy and authority. So I do really think human design is a big factor in this shift over the next 7 years. Because I think it's one of the most useful and most healing and most connective and loving modalities that we've ever come across, and the most life-changing. So I really do believe that if it's life-changing, then it's collective life-changing as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to say that, I mean, kind of going back to this idea, we're all here to focus on both the microcosm, our own life, and the macrocosm, our collective life as one human race. And in this time, you know, you are multifaceted and you're opening your awareness to your own life. How can you control that? How can you be empowered? And to what's happening in our collective life. And really seeing within that process, where is my conditioning and how can I decondition from that conditioning that is not serving the highest good for all? And I just wanted to say that one of the best ways to decondition is by knowing who you truly are through your human design. Because once you focus on, okay, this is who I am. This is how I function as a unique being. This is the way that I need to function, the way that I need to make decisions. And this is the thing that I am here to do. Once you are so solid and confident and clear about that information about yourself, it makes it so easy to understand then that those are the things that you are. Those are the things you're here to identify with. And everything else, you can really start to just release, and you can start to unbecome these things that are not you, that you might have held on to because of the society that you grew up in, or because of your family unit, or because of even the religion that you were brought up in. So really, like, that whole deconditioning process, if that seems overwhelming for you, I encourage you to just start with, this is who I am. And when I focus on these things, it makes me easier. It makes it easier to see all of the things that I'm not, that I can start to let go of. And once we all do put that love and intention and awareness into our microcosm, into our own personal lives, then we can say, okay, great. Now, how can I use this awareness and love and acceptance that I found within myself to now really focus on the macrocosm, on this bigger collective? How can I give the same love, intention, energy into helping this one collective life that we're living here on Earth? So I see human design as like a really powerful tool in helping us navigate this, because you can start within yourself. You can start with looking at your own shit, looking at how you can clear that deconditioning, really being open, bringing that awareness. And once you really, truly love yourself and you're not afraid of how other people are going to treat you, because you know who you are and you know what you deserve, and you're clear about that energetically, it becomes so, so easy to love others and to include them into your own well-being.
Yes, 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 yes. You really hit the nail on the head. And I love that so, so much. I just believe in that so passionately as truth. And so we encourage you, if you like, there's so many human design readers emerging, and there's people that are being called to do human design. And that is amazing, because we need this modality in this shift. So if you're being called, dive in. If you find a reader that you really jive with, book a reading, get to know yourself even better. And that is why we are so passionate about, you know, and we really make a point to give as much free information as we can through our podcast, because we believe that the more people that can access this information, the better. So, you know, a lot of people ask us if we can, you know, just offer our readings super, super cheap, or if we can offer more and more and more information. And we really do try to give out as much information as we can through our podcast. And that is a big part of our life purpose and our passion. But there's only so much that we can give out there without doing a personalized reading that really dives into you as an individual and how you can love yourself more. Because information is great, but it can only go so far. Transformation is really where it takes place, and that's through awareness of yourself as a unique individual. So I think that for all of us here in the spiritual community there and in the collective consciousness in general, we need to continue to release fear around deconditioning. And that includes releasing fear around money. Fear around, you know, making too much money, or fear around giving your money to places. Fear around, am I giving enough money and donating enough money? I think that a lot of us, especially conscious business owners, feel like defensive right now. I've noticed that a lot on Instagram. Feel defensive of, you know, well, when can I get back to posting my products and my things and my services? And it's not about that. It's about how can I give my gifts to help everyone right now in this movement? And money is energetic. So if you help a lot of people, you're going to receive a lot of money. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not if I receive money, then somebody else doesn't. There's so much money energetically on this planet, in our consciousness, in our collective, that everyone can literally be millionaires. Everyone can. If that's what you're wanting, you can make a shit ton of money. And there's no guilt around that. And if you have guilt around making money, why is that? If you feel defensive around making money, why is that? So I know this is kind of a side tangent, but it does kind of feed into the same topic that we're talking about around deconditioning and fear. And right now, I think that a lot of people in this community are feeling fearful around money. And that is feeding into and presenting itself as spiritual bypassing, or as not wanting to, like, thinking this is just going to be a fad that goes away in a few weeks. And really knowing that this is something that is needed as our collective grows together. The more that you can give your gifts to help people grow through this time of this paradigm shift, the more money you're going to make, the more money those people are going to make. Honestly, in this paradigm shift that we're moving towards in 2027, it is all about everyone being so, so abundant and getting the things that they want with ease, and life being easy and success being easy. So I think that it's more so about, or not so much about, when can I start to shine my light versus whatever right now, and more so about, where's my heart at? Where are my gifts needed? How can I dive in authentically and show up every day present with what I'm here to offer the planet and the world?
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Yeah. And as always, you guys, we are grateful that we get to be connected through this technology. I mean, it's crazy to kind of connect together all of these things that are happening all at one time with COVID-19. I feel so much of that is bringing actually money issues to the surface, because people have not been able to work and our economy has been changed. And so even though it's like these issues that are coming from a different place, it's bringing to light all of the things all at once, because it is here to come to the surface so that we can deal with it, so that we can let it go, so that we can replace that space with light and love. But you cannot push a river. You can't just get right past the unrevealing, the revealing and the deconditioning and the digging. Like, we have to do that right now. Like, right now we are in this part of this cycle where we are burning shit to the ground. And it's like, yes. Be here for that. Be here for that. Don't fight it. Like, we're here together. And I know it's scary, but like, all of us are here together. So as always, feel free to reach out to us. Feel free to share with us your opinions and the things that you're going through. You guys know where to book a reading with us if you want to really get clear about your own life so that you feel like you can come show up as your best self to help this transition happen. And wherever it is in your life, like, just really lean in and be kind to yourself and be present and be aware and know that we support you and that we're all in this together. And that whether it is fear around getting sick and having your life end, whether it is fear around feeling wrong and feeling guilty that you've been passive about racism, whether it is money issues and feeling like you don't know when to navigate making profit versus donating versus all these things. I mean, it's all coming to the surface for a reason. So we just encourage you guys to lean into your community. Don't shut down in fear. Don't shut down into separateness, but instead let your heart be open. Let this be a time where we connect, where we share our truths. We share our messy truths as we're figuring it out, because nobody is perfect and nobody has the answers. Like, that's not why we're here. We're here to get our hands dirty and to do it together. So we encourage you guys to continue to reach out to us, share your experience. And like Shayna was saying, this through this whole thing, like, use your authority. Do what is natural to you. Like, don't feel like you have to speak in a way that other people around you are speaking. Speak in a way that is right for you and really listen to yourself. Really listen to your inner knowing. Like, what are you feeling called to say? What are you feeling called to do? If you're not clear about that, use your voice, talk to the universe, pray, set an intention to be supported in that, because it's so important that we all show up as our highest potential, as our full selves. As we've been going through our spiritual journey, we've been learning more about ourselves. We've been on this self-improvement, self-discovery journey. Like, this is why. This is the time that it's like, it's really, it matters for us to show up with our full selves and to be 100% aware, 100% present, and 100% authentic in this shift.
Yes. So I recommend for you guys, if you're wanting some supportive podcasts we've done on some of these topics, to go back and listen to our generational podcast episode. That one really does dive into how we're here to show up generationally and like what part you might play in that. But right now is the time of burning shit to the fucking ground. So where do you fall in that? Where do you feel called in that space? And then also going back and listening to the Not Self Themes episode, really checking yourself like, oh, am I feeling bitterness or superiority right now? Am I feeling anger or passiveness? Like, really checking yourself. And then the other thing is, another episode is the one about oneness versus differentiation. And that one is all about how we are all one and connected, and how what happens to one of us happens to all of us, and how we can show up and hold that awareness in our daily life to really help us with moving forward. And then the last one I want to recommend is the Everything is Energy episode, which is just talking about how we support each other energetically and how we are connected energetically, and how we can have that awareness in the shift as well. So those are the main episodes I would go to as resources that might be supportive for you. But also, there's so many people sharing resources right now online. Whatever you're feeling like that is a yes for me right now, great. Dive in, keep going. It's not one size fits all in any way. So just listen to your body, show up, release fear, embrace love. And we are going to burn this shit down together. And we are ready for it. We are here for it. And I'm feeling super intense and like overwhelmed, but also excited and like, okay, bitches, let's fucking go. Like, I'm ready. I got my seatbelt on and I'm here and I'm excited. Like, 2027, here we come. And I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And that's perfect. Like, universe, I don't know what all of this is going to turn out to be, and I'm going to get out of your way. I'm just going to hold the intention of things that do not serve us crumbling away, systems that do not serve us crumbling away, and having something new that does serve everyone that is loving and connective and coming from a place of love and not fear, emerging in its place and quickly, like making it happen quickly. And that is all I'm saying to the universe. I'm getting out of the universe's way on like how to make it happen, what to do, because the universe can pull collectively the right things that are needed as long as we don't get in our own ways. So I'm here for it. Let's crumble it. Let's show up. So we love you guys so much. We are not perfect. So if some of this shit that we rambled on about like tweaked you in some way, like we are here for that too. And we are completely open and receptive. And just know that we're coming from a place of heart and soul and wanting to learn and wanting to connect and show up. So yeah, we're open. We're here. So we love you guys. And yeah, reach out if you need us.